Well, I'm flying solo as a representative of the smaller Hill family today. Little Luke Hill had an engagement this weekend near Atlanta playing basketball. And my parents, who did make it back just a day before him, hey, did y'all forget to bring Luke with you? I just realized that. He's riding back with some other teammates, but they went over there for a weekend of basketball, and he's in transit on the way home, so Mom and Noah thought they needed to be the welcoming committee this morning. And I really think they just wanted to play hooky today. Sometimes we do that, don't we? Especially when Dad's the preacher. We feel like we get preached to all week anyway. Y'all heard that story before where a young man was getting encouraged by his mother to hurry up and get ready for church. He said, I just don't want to go this morning. She said, why? He said, well, there are two reasons. I'm tired and they don't like me. And she said, well, I'll give you one good reason why you need to go. And he said, why? She said, you're the pastor. So we don't get to play hooky, huh? But Luke Hill had an experience in basketball this weekend, and you know, they've got a pretty good team. Now, sometimes, I don't know if any of your young family members do this, sometimes Luke will exaggerate things, so I don't know the historical accuracy of this or the scientific results, but he told me they were probably the number one team in the state of Mississippi. Get that probably word in there. But they went to Atlanta and they got it handed to them pretty good in every game. Those boys play a different brand of basketball over there. And not only that, they are mountains and trees among twigs and foothills. Isn't that right? I was sent a picture by my parents where Luke Hill stands somewhere around 5 foot tall, give or take a few inches, right? And he was standing by this man child that looked to be over 6 feet tall, and I wouldn't pick the fight with him, 11-year-old kid. And about all of them looked like that. So Luke said, you know, we stink, I tell you what. Our team's not being very good. He went from one extreme to the other. And there was two problems, I think, that really brought it to light for Luke this weekend. When he was standing on that foul line beside this gigantuan man, I don't know if that's a word, but it sounds like one anyway, doesn't it? He's a big feller, how about that? As they were standing beside each other, and I saw Luke getting ready to block him out and try to get the rebound in this photo, I saw two problems. One was Luke's smallness, and the other was his largeness. Had two problems, didn't he? Because Luke's not a big fella by himself, and this guy was nearly a giant. So it made the problem even worse. You know, sometimes in life, and in my journey of faith, it kind of seems like that. Sometimes when I think about this season of Lent that we're about to go into in the Christian church, the theologians, the smart people in the church, tell us it's a time to look more closely at ourselves. And at the same time, and more importantly, to re-examine more closely God. But we have that same problem as little Luke trying to block out the big giant. We have two struggles as we approach Lent. We look at how small we are, how broken we are, and how inadequate we are. And we look up, as the Scripture calls us to it. We look up as the feast of our church challenges us to, and we look to God and we see a giant much larger than a boy on a basketball court. So we have two problems. How small we are. And how big
God is.
And I don't know about you all, but at times in my life when I get wrapped up in that, sometimes I, like a young boy on a basketball court, I just say, you know, I don't even know if I want to play. I'm so little. And He's so big. What's the use in trying? I'm never going to measure up. See, those are the thoughts that I think the evil one challenges us to receive. The evil one tempts us too during this season of Lent and every season or trial that we endure as people of faith. He wants us to hear those doubts. You're not good enough. You're too small. You're too slow. What's that story about the guy who said he wasn't a very good football player? He said, I might have been small, but I was slow too. He didn't have anything going for him. And sometimes we approach our faith that way, don't we? And we think, what's the use in trying? I might be a sinner, but I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Listen to the doubts and the accusations of the evil one. And sometimes we, like the innocent child, just decide not to play. Must have been going through the mind of the disciples in our text this morning. As they went up on this high mountain with Jesus. And did you hear in the reading how magnificent this experience was? Now, I heard this text with fresh ears this week in a way that I've never received it before. When the reader said, as Matthew records it, that when Jesus was on the mountain, His image changed and He became like the sun. Oh, that sounds wonderful and glorious, and that's the way I've traditionally read it. But you know what? When you think about the sun in another respect, the sun can be dangerous, can't it? Or, let's say it a little more lightly, maybe not dangerous, but at least overwhelming, right? Why, just yesterday, I was at a baseball game watching my oldest Noah play, and I understand we're going to have ice here tomorrow. Is that what you all have heard? Well, yesterday, I got a sunburn. Sitting out in that baseball stadium in Tupelo, Mississippi, I got more sun than I could take. The sun, at times, can be overwhelming. It's powerful. And our scripture says, let me get this right. Let me read it. It says, they looked and Jesus shone like the sun. Friends, I don't know about you, but when I look upon the sun, I can't do it. It's too bright. It hurts my eyes. It's overwhelming. It's more than I can take. It's too magnificent in its creation. Don't you know the disciples felt overwhelmed on this mountain? As they, like the child on the basketball court, considered how small they were and how large their Lord was. How dark their existence was at times and how bright the Savior was. It tells us they fell face down. Yes, I'm sure in fear, but also in surrender in saying, I'm just not enough. What's the use? They may have had their doubts like us, like the people of faith, listening to the evil one. Those doubts that keep us out of church. Have you ever said that or heard another say it? I know I have. Well, I'm not going to church right now. When I get my life straightened out, I'll get back in there when I start acting right. But I'm not going and acting like I'm something I'm not in the process. Doc, that's kind of like somebody saying, I'm going to go see Dr. Elliott when I get to feeling better. I'm not going in there getting everybody else sick, but I get the better. I'm going to see him. Or we'll stay on that basketball imagery. It's like that little fellow Luke who who says, I'm going to practice, and when I get better, I'm going to join a team. No, it doesn't work like that. You join a team. You participate. You play the game to improve and get better. You go to the doctor to get better. You come to the house of God in worship to be restored. And made more in His image. See, I think that's what happened more than anything else in this text today. When the disciples went up on that mountain with Jesus, the disciples journeyed to the mountaintop with a friend, and something happened where he was transformed from a mere friend to a Savior in their eyes. Friends, that speaks to me of the power and the grace of what God can do. Jesus, our text tells us, was transformed more in the image of His Father. So we come in our brokenness, seeking to be healed, and believing with everything in us that the same gift that God used to transform Jesus, that perhaps that same grace will even work for us. Isn't that the story of the butterfly? Many of us know that story, don't we? It doesn't begin as a butterfly. The genesis of that story starts with a humble, meager, broken down caterpillar, right? Crawling around, barely getting by. Perhaps like the disciples, looking down without even the strength to look up. But through a miracle, eventually that caterpillar is transformed into a butterfly of beauty and grace. So friends, that's why I come to church. That's why I don't play hooky even when I could. Because in this holy place, somehow my caterpillar state is made more in the image of a butterfly of grace. We come in spite of who we are. And in this season of Lent, we consider, yes, how small we are, and how large our God is. And we know that the same can be done in us. So may we pray during this holy season that He'll mold us and make us and transform us into butterflies of grace, looking more like the Savior of the world. Amen. Let's respond in faith.